Iran could free a number of prisoners, including British Iranian Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, in exchange for billions from the UK and US. That's according to Iranian state television. The report comes as the Supreme Leader gave an important speech. However, UK officials have downplayed the prospects of the exchange for the £400 million sum. The Foreign Office has said that legal discussions are ongoing. The vaccine should not be seen as the only way to overcome coronavirus, a member of the new and emerging respiratory virus threats advisory group has said. Professor Peter Openshaw believes lockdowns have proven to be ineffective.
Vaccines are but one of the tools in our toolbox against this pandemic. And that it's absolutely vital that we don't think that there's just one thing which is going to save us all. We really do know that that lockdown works.
Manchester United's game against Liverpool has not kicked off on time. It comes after fans broke into Old Trafford and invaded the pitch in protest against the Glazer family's ownership of the club. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jack Wiltfan.
Colourful,
coming up next, colourful, DJ colourful, Sly colourful, on Colourful Radio.
Hello, Albert Einstein here. Today's technology has come so far. I just ordered a takeaway with a folding computer. I also recently had a smart meter installed. They are helping modernize Britain's energy system so it can make use of more renewable energy, like wind and solar power. Oh, wonderful. My biryani has arrived.
Smart meters. Join the energy revolution. Consumer action required.
Were you persuaded to buy solar panels with assurances they would pay for themselves or even make you money? If those promises haven't come true and you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ecano, then you may be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many of our clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777. Text SOLAR to 60777 now. You don't need a claims management company to make a claim, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
Hi, I just popped in to tell you all about my show. Every Sunday, 7 to 9pm with Roy Mitalian on Colourful Radio for the best in old, new, lovers rock and reggae.
650 people a minute, 39,000 people an hour, 460,000 people every day. Join the millions already vaccinated. The COVID-19 vaccine protects you and those around you. And remember, you need 2 doses for maximum protection. And the difference is you. Every vaccination gives us hope. The NHS will let you know when your vaccine is ready for you.
Live on digital radio, colourfulradio.com and apps. This is Colourful Radio.
And you're tuned in to Sly.
They just can't stop listening to you. Listening to you. Listening to you.
Good morning. Let's go and see the day, because it's one I know we've never seen before. I know the times we're in is feeling more than strange, but there's a lot of things to still be grateful for.
Let's make a good situation
from the ones we have, and bridge that gap that's standing in the way.
A little more imagination
to remove magic shining through that haze.
Cause we've all had our fair share.
Never did we think that this could be.
Stuck in the middle like you're going nowhere.
If you feel that you agree,
It's Sly from Colourful Radio. I'm so super pleased this Sunday to be in conversation with another amazing artist. He is an absolutely fantastic artist and someone I've been in conversation with before. I've got to say welcome along once again to Colourful Radio Soul and Reggae Sundays, the one and only Tony Mumruel. Welcome, Tony, back to Colourful Radio.
Hey. Thanks, brother. How are you doing, man?
All good, man. All good. We're going through some times, but aside from that, you know, the music and especially the music you're making as well with all the other artists, it keeps us going, you know?
Yeah, great, man.
Yeah. So, Tony, nice to hear you back again in the Y2K21. And yes indeed, and you're back with a new EP, Lockdown Acoustic Sessions. Just tell us about all of that.
Well, you know, basically what happened was, you know, when the lockdown hit us, I think globally we weren't sure what was going on, you know?
Mm.
And I think it was a situation where, when it happened, you know, like I said, no one really expected that. Not really. They didn't really expect that.
No.
And it was, everybody was numb because the world had to stand still. You know, we've had forms of pandemics to a degree where there have been small things like swine flu and so forth. We've had that.
Mm.
We've had, you know, all of these type of forms of viruses going around, but nothing of this proportion, especially in the West. And so it forced everything to stop. Businesses, you know, people going to work and doing their normal thing. So it was cracking up a lot of people. A lot of my tours got, you know, cancelled or postponed a few times, you know, and we never expected it to go on this amount of time. So in my mind, I was like, I've got to stay productive. Like, I can't go to the studio. I can't do all these shows. I've now got to speak with all the promoters and cancel or postpone stuff. So it was a really tough time.
Yes.
And I thought, I can't allow this to be a situation where I'm not being productive. I need to do something about it. And so I just thought to myself, I want to write, I want to do music, and I want to do an EP. It's an acoustic thing, which is still doable. And it just happened to be the case that I was speaking to a couple of the guys that work with me in my team, in my band, and we were having some conversations about it and, you know, how we were going to do it because we couldn't be in the same room.
Yes.
So it has to be done remotely, and we just spoke about the setup of what we're trying to do, and that was it. We started to bounce some ideas back and forth.
Wow.
I was recording all my vocals from home.
Yes.
Then two of my guitarists who on this particular project, they're from Italy, so they were in Sardinia at the time. They did all their parts there. Then some of my bands did their bits remotely, you know.
Wow.
Strings, I had recorded in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was, everything was like done pretty much like I said, lockdown.
Yes.
And everyone was taking out their comfort zone. But at the same time, it was actually quite a nice experience to do it and something to look forward to in the morning or when you wake up to go, right, I've got to crack on with this song.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how it kind of, you know, developed.
I suppose it was kind of like a new kind of learning experience, so to speak, as well, because it's kind of something that you hadn't really tried in that kind of format before.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a couple of little things remotely, but it always started off me doing some vocals and then taking it to the studio or to, you know, whoever I'm working with. So to do a full EP of you know, six songs, It's crazy to do it. I mean, even you know, I've done a revisit of Fly, and off of my first EP, which is entitled the Fly EP. So this particular one, again, in the heat of the lockdown, I want to say that maybe April, is when I just got the guys together and let's do a, you know, version of Fly.
Wow.
And that's when it all started. I already started in my mind, I'm going to do this EP. But it was just about, you know, at that time there was a lot of artists doing these kind of, you know, vocal things with acapellas or vocal things where they, you know, get some music and they'll sing it and post it.
Mm.
So for me, I was like, right, I'm going to get my band together and we're going to do this. And so that's kind of how it happened. It was really interesting.
Yes.
And, you know, what you've got now is the fruits of our labour.
Yeah, no, good stuff, really good stuff. I want to go through the whole EP itself, from tracks 1 to 6, and if you can just give us a little bit of a synopsis on each track. So gonna start off with Escape, and I think that was kind of like a little bit of a precursor to the EP as well, because right, taster kind of thing. Like
Escape is just literally that. I mean, it lyrically says, you know, good morning, Let's Dance sees the day, you know, because it's one we've never, I know we've never seen before. Mm. And the times we're in, it's feeling real strange, but there's a lot of things to still be grateful for. And it's just talking about, look, we are in this lockdown. We've all never been in this position before, but we can either seize the day, we can either think positively about it, or it's going to consume us mentally. Mm. And so the whole thing of escape was go and find that place, look for a future filled with brighter days, meaning that wherever that place is, whether that's you in the Caribbean or you on a hammock or you just, you wherever you find your place where it's like of comfort and solace, right. Focus on that.
Yeah,
and
no.
That's what escape is about. So, and visually when we did the video, it was literally that whole feel to it.
That's right, because you've got some of your fans from around the world on that video as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. So amazing. When we did it again, the thing was shot remotely.
Yes.
I took a little online course on some videography and some green screen stuff, and wow. I bought all the equipment and got Mike, who's part of my team, to come down, who's also into filming and stuff like that, and we just put the video together.
Yes.
And then I had one of my guys, Massimo, in Italy, in Venice. He did all like the editing, and then I had another guy that worked on special effects in Pakistan.
Yes.
Do some stuff. And so it was all literally real global, you know?
Mm.
And then it just a conversation I was having with my daughter, and she said, why don't you do something with the fans? And it's funny because I've always been speaking about involving my in the fans in some way or form. And this was just the perfect opportunity. So we put out the little, you know, the online advert to the fans, and we got inundated with loads of people from all over the world. And
yes.
We just picked the best ones that we could use to be a part of the video, because everyone was going through their own form of lockdown.
Yes, indeed.
So that's basically what the whole film is about.
Mm.
And it, the whole vibe of escape, it basically encapsulates the whole theme of what the EP record is.
Yes, yeah, very nice, very, very nice indeed. A couple of revisits on the actual EP, so A Million Ways, and then you've also got on there as well another revisit, which was Spotlight, which I'm a big fan of. So it was great to see that on the actual EP. So tell us about those two tracks, A Million Ways and Spotlight.
Well, so basically, you know, again, it was one of those things where I said I was going to do, you know, when we were talking about actually making the EP, I said I'm going to do a revisit, and obviously these are all going to be exclusively done.
Mm.
But at the same time, I wanted to just give it a little freshen up, and it was like just a raw kind of unplugged acoustic performance with just a little, you know, some added little extras in there.
Mm.
And it was a thing of like thinking to myself, and thinking to my team as well about what are the kind of most requested songs. And, you know, when I perform and when fans hit me up and ask me, am I going to sing this song on the show and stuff. So it was basically that, and I wanted to keep it soulful, and there was quite a few options. But then it was like, look, A Million Ways is something that every time I perform it, everybody really, you know, connects to that. And then I knew Spotlight was one.
Yes.
So for me, it was like, you know, out of the two, out of the songs that I've got and where I want to go with this EP, those two are the best candidates. So that's basically why I said, you know, let's just do it, let's have fun with it, and let's just do it live. And so that's basically how that came about.
Yeah, no, amazing, amazing. I mean, I really, really enjoyed Spotlight, you singing it in that acoustic style. Very, very nice indeed. Very, very nice, you know. Let's talk about Look At Us Now as well, because that's one of your new tracks, I believe, that you've got on the EP. So tell us about that and the whole writing behind it as well.
So actually, this particular song was written with a friend of mine called Ben Travis, who's an incredible, incredible musician and really great guy and great friend. And we were working on some stuff before, like just some kicking it around. And, you know, he's a really, really cool guy. And he's also like part of the Sade camp, you know, on the peripherals. We do a lot of stuff, and he's been working on a lot of things. He did actually some co-write and production on the song that Sade wrote for that movie, A Wrinkle in Time.
Mm.
And also on a couple of other things. So we were playing around with some stuff. He hit me up with this vibe, and I liked it. And, you know, what happened with that song is I kind of parked it on the shelf, and it was kind of going, in a cool direction. Now, this is the connection, because when I was listening to the song, it kind of gave me an idea of where I wanted to go for Look At Us Now.
Yeah.
And Look At Us Now, that particular song itself, I didn't do that one with Ben, I did another one with Ben, because there's lots of other ideas. But Look At Us Now came about because I was listening to some of the acoustic stuff that I had. So Ben had some stuff, Ben Jones had some stuff and whatever, and I was trying to just go in the vault. And then it was when I was with Luca and Mara, who I did Escape with, I kind of gave them a description of the kind of sound I was looking for. And I said, but don't think about the stuff that I usually do. Think about, think about folk meets Bill Withers meets, Earth, Wind & Fire. Think of those kind of things. And so they started to think outside of the box. And that's how basically that song came about. And again, it relates to lockdown. It relates to, us moving forward, overcoming stuff, and at the same time showing that unity and connection is so key. So that's kind of how that
yes.
Happened.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, it's another great sound off of the EP, and, one which I thoroughly enjoyed as well. Tell us about, I want to come back to track number 5, and I'm kind of saving that one till last, but tell us about track number 6, because that has I just listened to that, and that has a really bluesy type of feel to it.
Ben Travers, he was playing some stuff, and like I said, he was playing all these different styles. And, like the folky stuff and that. And then he threw this riff at me. And I was like, what was that? This was like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, dude, give me that. Let's record it. And he recorded this riff and sent it to me. And as I was going through, like I said, the vault to find ideas and songs that I've done before or little snippets and stuff, I came across this riff again. And I just contacted Ben and said, look, I've got to get in the studio. Let's get the studio and just put it down. So he put down the scratch of it, and he put down the bass and stuff like that. And then again, it was sitting in the vault.
Yes.
And then I went back again and then found this cleaner version of the song, and that was it. I said, right, we're going in the studio. This is what I'm doing. He already had his parts, and then I put the band around it. I said, this is where we want to go with this, and this is the kind of vibe we want to go with it. And that was it. That song was written in about half an hour.
Wow, it's amazing. You got all the loving.
Yeah, I thought it was something that was just different, a little bit more energy for the blues to it. Just something different. And I just felt that really worked well with the EP, and it shows it's a slightly different taste or flip.
Yeah, it's a versatility as well, isn't it? It shows that your versatile style, how you can do things a little bit different in a slightly different way. So that's a good look as well, to have a song like that on the EP. It brings us very nicely on to track number 5, which is a cover of the great Donny Hathaway, like the immense Donny Hathaway. And I know you're well famed for doing like covers of Stevie Wonder, of course, another fantastic singer. Just tell us about that particular track and why you decided to do it in your own fine style.
That one's just, it's a song that's really close to my heart. And even though I've done a couple of covers over the years, I've always struggled and wrestled with the idea of doing a cover in the first place. And it's got to the point where I had to think about, what does it mean to me? And also, am I going to complement the original? And not try, I don't believe in that complete twisting things up. So for me, it was a tough one to actually bring forward and go, right, I'm going to sing this. But I think what happened was I was going through, again, the archives, and I had the opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to work a few times now with the BBC Concert Orchestra. And we were doing a particular performance, and Guy Barker, who's the arranger for the BBC Concert Orchestra, as well as many other famous outfits, he just said, look, what songs do you like? And I said, well, I really, really love Someday We'll All Be Free. And he went, amazing, I've actually got a score that I've done for a 70-piece orchestra of that song.
Wow.
And so, you know, and it was, and what happened was he was doing it because he wrote it and that arrangement with Gregory Porter.
Mm.
And I said, look, just put it in the original key and I'm good to go. So we sang it and it was incredible.
Wow.
And it just so happened that I was just looking for something different again. And I thought, you know what? I love it, but I want to do it slightly different. I want to strip it back and do it for this acoustic EP. And because of what was going on, the reason why I put this particular song on the EP was because at that time, there was a lot of mental illness. The mental illness levels went through the roof.
Mm.
There was a lot of people going through depression, anxiety, and so many other things connected to the mental illness. And it just resonated with me so much that, you know what, I need to do something that's going to connect and have a story behind it.
Mm.
Now, the connection of that is, as well as that, you know, for the listeners, you know, Donny Hathaway had mental illness. He had paranoid schizophrenia.
Mm.
You know, for me, it was the wrestle of what was going on. So I wanted to do a song that would connect everybody to it, and that we're all going through something, but also to reverence and speak about the artist himself, Donny Hathaway, and why he was so great to me, and that, you know, so that it would have a little bit more meaning. Because a lot of people know the song, but a lot of people don't know the meaning behind it and why it was written.
Yes.
And so it was to highlight that, you know, about the artist himself, the struggle that he was going through, as well. The struggles that we're going through right now, and so I felt it was relevant and necessary to do it.
No, it's kind of fitting as well that it's on the EP, you know, the lockdown acoustic sessions, because it kind of, you know, complements the, you know, the theme of what you're actually trying to say as well and portray. So I think that's a really good look. I mean, you did another Donny Hathaway or Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway classic back together again.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
a few years ago. So you're well versed with singing songs which have you know, had Donny Hathaway on there.
Did you manage to speak to Layla Hathaway at all?
Yeah, and what does she think? I'm intrigued.
You know what? I didn't get through to her because it's really a busy time. I know that she's been recording.
Yes.
I didn't get through to her, and I've just had some of the EP pressed up, so I'm going to get it sent over to her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For it all and see what she thinks of it all. So,
yeah.
You know, she likes what I do, so
yeah. Hopefully, I'm sure she'll give it her blessing. I'm absolutely certain she'll give it her blessing. It would be a nice thing to see you and her singing together as a duet as well.
I would love that.
that would be.
I would love that too. But I know that I have to humbly wait in the queue amongst all the other people.
No. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it will happen. You know, we've just got to hope. You know, kind of thing. Like, you know, it's a well-rounded acoustic EP, Tony. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's something you need in this kind of time of pressure that we're under at the moment, where you can just relax, and acoustic kind of does that, doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah, it's you know, like a lot of people have always, you know, when I've sung songs like my ballads and stuff like that I, over the years, people have always said that they'd love to hear me with just the piano or acoustic guitar or something like that. And I've done little things like that, but I just thought, you know what, this is the perfect time to do an acoustic kind of EP or the acoustic record, because I'm in lockdown and it's all relevant. It's all relative to the time.
That's it.
You know, I can't get into the studio. I can't do the big production, but what I can do is I can do something with two guitars and a cajon and some shaker and some other stuff.
Yes.
And a bit natural, keep it organic, but still give it, you know, give it that full attention and still make it sound, you know, large.
Yeah.
So that's basically where I'm going with it all. And I think it's the time to fit for it.
Yeah, no, amazing. Release date, general release, 30th of April, 2021.
That's correct, man.
Yeah.
It's available on all digital platforms, as well as if they come directly to my store or via Bandcamp, you can buy the hard copy CD version.
Wow.
As well as signed to me as well.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Listeners, go out and support Tony Mumrell. He's a great artist. Make sure you get your copy of this brand new EP, Lockdown Acoustic Sessions. Wonderful stuff. Tony, it's amazing speaking to you as always. We wish you every success going forward with whatever you're doing. Hopefully we'll be out of this this lockdown and lockdowns that we've been having, and be able to see you performing live again, because we, you know, I think we so we so need that.
I mean, I am booked, and hopefully it will happen. I am booked to play at Ronnie Scott's, I believe, August the 20th or 21st. All the information, you can grab that from tonymonreal.com, and it will be there. But yeah, that's the next like London date that I have.
Right.
I've got some stuff coming in internationally. But again, we've got to just read the tea leaves and see how things go, depending on where this is, you know, respective countries in the COVID case.
Exactly. That's this is the kind of grey area, isn't it? We just don't know for sure, do we? But fingers crossed, it will happen soon, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, no, indeed. Any shout-outs you'd like to say right now, Tony?
Shout-out to all the Colourful Radio listeners. You know, on Soul and Reggae Sunday, I just want to say thanks to all of your fan base that listen to your show, Sly, as well as you and the team for supporting me through the time of my solo stuff. I really do appreciate that. All shouts out to all of my fans that are tuning in. And, you know, to stay up to date with me, you can just hit me up at tonymonreal.com. I'm on all of the other social media handles, just Tony Monreal. Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok as well. And I always reply directly to all the messages sent to me. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Amazing. Tony Monreal, once again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you in conversation today.
Thank you, Sly. Thank you, man.
That is nice. Real nice. It certainly is. Once again, thank you to Tony Monreal for the interview today on Colourful Radio Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly. We just heard the last few notes there of that fantastic song, a cover of the great Donny Hathaway song and track entitled Someday We'll All Be Three. We paid a little bit of spotlight as a bed in between, and we started it all off with Escape right here from the new EP. You can check it out right now purchase your own copy, the Lockdown Acoustic Sessions. That there, once again, is Tony Monreal. Let us continue with some more fantastic music right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. Candice Woodson, Ivy Chanel, and Blue Soul 10 up next to you right here at Colourful Radio.
Hi, this is Candice Woodson, and you're listening to DJ Sly, who plays the latest and the greatest.
The emotion, driving. Future and classic soul and reggae with Sly on Colorful Radio.
Hi, this is Omar, and you're listening to Sly on Colourful Radio.
My pastime in the past now. I took my foot off the gas before I crashed now. Slow down, wrote down some things that I found. If you don't plan to plan, you plan to fail. Can't build your house out of sand and mad when shells thrown your way. They say love is war, but I'm at peace when you hold me. The streets can console me. Life lessons, counting blessings, and you my number one. Mother Earth to my son, let's raise another one. From the dirt until we return, I'm trying to grow with you. Fix promises I broke, and so with you. Cut from a different cloth, but when we come together, it's a match made in heaven. Feel a rush, then the pain dissolves. Misdirection, count down the seconds till we get ejected. Mentally, physically, and spiritually disconnected. Some things I neglected to show. I wasn't deflected, I was reflecting my bros. We were all yelling, pimps up and down those who gave birth to black souls, the black queens. Melanated, elevated from bad dreams. Segregated the have-nots and have-things. Sky's the limit, and you deserve everything in between. Now I know that a lot of OGs never showed that. It's too late to go back. The future where we both at is brighter than ever. Might write you a letter and send it up to God. Pray he answers the prayers at the risk of sounding cliche. Who we trying to impress? Putting he over she say, but I digress. We hustling backwards, influenced by the rappers who grew up watching actors. I'm feeling like they trapped us.
Liking that one right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly. Brand new music there from Blue Soul 10, and that entitled 1130. Yes, indeed, 1130. Just in front of that one, Ivy Chanel and Make Me Wanna. And we also played you brand new music from Candice Woodson, Magic Touch. Ooh, ooh. God, can't forget the ooh, ooh on that one. Brilliant new music from those guys there, right here, of course, at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. Just before we get into the next song, let me just give you the important way to get interactive with me today, right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. So on Twitter, it is Sly1036. Also, Soul and Reggae for the show Twitter handle. And, of course, Colourful Radio for the radio station Twitter handle. On Facebook, it is Sly1036 or DJ Sly1036. Soul and Reggae, where we have both a page and a profile there. And of course, the radio station Facebook page, which is Colourful Radio. So if you want to message us or tag us in any kind of comments, make sure you do that right there. Of course, on Twitter or alternative to that, on Facebook. Those are the best and most essential ways to get interactive with the show today. This Sunday, bank holiday week. And don't forget, Sunday the 2nd of May 2021. We should be happy. We really should should be. It's a Bank Holiday weekend. A lot of us, not all of us probably, of course, but a lot of us are not going to work tomorrow. So yeah, let's just make the best of that. All right, so still to come, we have music from MS1 Project up next for you initially, incidentally. And we also have music from, as we switch between soul and reggae, from Novelty, and also something absolutely wonderful, which you're really going to enjoy, from Matt Hoy as well. So those are all coming this way, amongst others as well. So let's keep it where you got it, of course. Get interactive with the show. Let us know what you're doing, what you're feeling this Sunday afternoon. And maybe you've got one eye on the football. I think it's kind of more or less decided in the Premier League at the moment, isn't it? Congratulations to Man City. I called that late last year, around I think November or December time. I called it and I said, you know what, it's going to be Man City's, and the rest is kind of history, as we know. But let's continue now, as I promise, music from MS1 Project now for you, as DJ Blue and GEO come together to deliver this great song, which is entitled Start Me Up. Let's listen and enjoy right now.
Gotta get ready for some fun tonight. I'll keep moving cause I feel alright. Pumping jams on my radio. Gotta get it right now cause it's time to go.
Sly on Colourful Radio.
amazing groove. Get her play. Cone glass too. Come on, saxophone. Amazing groove. It's my band. It's my soul.
Come for Radio DAB, come for radio.com worldwide. Brand new music there from Camera Soul. Is there Durago? There you go. Brilliant stuff indeed. Once again, just in front of that one, we played you music from the MS1 project featuring Jerome Vintage and Start Me Up. Let us continue now with more great music right here at Colour for Radio with Novelty and Two Makes One.
To
Such a great song. Such a truly great song. Number one in my chart for the last 2 weeks running. That's Novelty there and Two Makes One. All right, we're heading our way towards six. Yes, six incredibly already. Yes, indeed. Up next, something from Matt Hoy featuring Desi Dilaro and Wonderful. And we'll see if we can squeeze in something then just afterwards from Marcia J. Ball. Track entitled Time Change, if we've got a few moments before six. Keep it ready, got it? We'll be back after six with more great music right here at Colourful Radio.
This is Novelty representing for DJ Sly. Big up!
You take me to Wonderland.
Lips are
colorful
radio.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Manchester United-Liverpool game kickoff has been cancelled. United fans have been demonstrating both inside and outside the ground in the last hour. Supporters